Oh, it's great to be here again. Thank you once again for having me.
So the new movie that starts today at 1 o'clock at the Star Cinema is called Mothering Sundays. A new release, a drama, a romance. Give us a bit of a feel for this one.
Yeah, so this is a classic period piece, early 20th century, and it's just after the First World War. It's sort of like Downton Abbey meets Lady Chatterley's, if you know what I mean. Probably not. Anyway, I'll expand. Basically, the main crux of the story is that the protagonist is a maid that works in one of these classic old stately homes. There's an alliance, romance, love affair, if you will, with the son of the family who has a bright future as a lawyer, but he really wants to be a writer. Anyway, she is also a budding writer, and I dare say this is part of their romance burgeoning. And she basically navigates this world where she's a forbidden friend. She has to work out how to deal with this herself and reconcile the outcome, which is that she's going to end up marrying someone else. So in a very long, drawn-out way, that's a bit of an intro to this film.
Okay, yeah. No, it sounds really interesting. And those ones, yeah, where there's always the conflict in the rich families and that sort of stuff, always very interesting. Colin Firth and Glenda Jackson, Olivia Colman, it's a good cast. I reckon Colin Firth's getting better as he gets older.
Yeah, look, you put Colin Firth on a film, you generally will get the till ringing. We had Operation Mincemeat very recently, and that did really well. Yeah, this one looks fantastic, and it's beautifully done. So if you like your period pieces, it looks very authentic.
All righty. Also, starting tomorrow at 4, it's Father Stu, another new release, a biography, a drama. I just look at the cast, and Mark Wahlberg, Jackie Weaver, and Mel Gibson. Interesting.
Yeah, and there's a few others in there that you'd know. That was just the pick of the bunch. Father Stu, based on a true story, like a lot of true stories, fascinating stuff. This is basically a failed boxer and something of a reprobate in Mark Wahlberg's character, who has a long journey through life and like proper school of hard knock stuff. And then after a near life-threatening accident on his motorbike, sees the light and decides to become a priest. But he's not your everyday priest. He's very down to earth. He speaks the common tongue, and that includes profanity. And he reaches a lot of people. And it's one of those, sort of not rags to riches as much as rags to habits or something. I'm not sure. but it certainly looks fantastic. And apparently Mark Wahlberg tried to get many people to produce this film, and he ended up financing it himself because he was so passionate about it.
Right. Well, he is, I believe, a very, very devout Christian, funnily enough, you know, for somebody in the industry that he's in. And I read something a while back, and he gets up at a ridiculous o'clock and does a lot of praying and then off to the gym and more praying. And so he's a very, very interesting character.
He is. And that's sort of a bit of a contrast there, considering he's advocating gambling on some of you. You'll see his ads on TV for one of those places that you can gamble online. So, yeah, obviously a very complex person, but this film looks very authentic.
Now, Cinetopia, going back to 1996, Matilda, always a very, very good movie to watch.
Yeah, now, look, I have to admit, like a lot of the films that I sort of review, as it were, in inverted commas, I haven't actually seen this, but I know it is much loved. This one was directed by Danny DeVito, who also stars in it as Matilda's mother, I believe.
Father.
And I just watched... Beg your pardon?
Father.
You always get me up so early and I mix my words. Father, thank you very much for that. And I just saw the shorts and there was a great scene where he calls her Melinda. And I just thought that was hilarious, very Danny DeVito style.
Yes.
This is the second time we've screened this film in the time that I've been at Star Cinema. The last time was part of our Roald Dahl Festival when he turned 100 years of age. And it's sure to pull out the crowds. It's a good family favourite and much loved of Roald Dahl story.
Top Gun, Maverick, both still showing. It's all happening at the Star Chambers Bar. Get down there, have maybe something to eat, a little bevy before the show, watch the movies. Always a great way to spend time in the forever getting more groovy Eagle Hawk.
Absolutely, the Borough of Champions. And also the July program is now online and soon to be hitting the streets.
And you can book online too, of course, at starcinema.org.au.
Where it's all at.
All righty, have a great one, mate. Thank you for that.
Thank you very much.